Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for the 64th International Berlin Film Festival. I am joined today by Becky Probst, the director of the European Film Market, also known as EFM. Hi there, Becky. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
It's obviously a very, very busy time for you, so I really do appreciate your time today.
No, it's a pleasure to talk to you, really.
We are in the 64th year of the International Film Festival, an incredible feat, and it's the first big festival of the year, so it's very exciting because I always feel that Berlin brings something very, very special to the start of the year. And of course, the European Film Market is a very important part of that. But you've got this long-standing relationship with the Berlinale since 1981, I believe, and you became the director in 1988.
You know, I had that relationship with Moritz de Hadel, who was the former director here. And he asked me, because before coming to Berlin, he was the director of the Locarno Film Festival.
Right.
And that's where we met. And as I am born in Turkey, and I had always that relationship with the Turkish cinema, he asked me to become a delegate. Turkey and Greece, though, as they are not quite very friendly to each other, but I am very friendly with both of them.
You are the peacemaker.
Exactly. You see, that's how the relation started. And then Moritz said, here, a film market, and he had a Swedish lady, Aina Bellis, who has been doing that for quite a few years. And then there was a change. He asked me if I would take over. Frankly said, and I'm not really trying to be, how shall I say, underestimating, but also to be very realistic, Amani, that, you know, I never done a film market before. My relation with cinema was that I was running cinemas in Switzerland and I knew distributors, and I was organizing a trade show in Locarno. That was my only credentials I had. So I came to Berlin. It was really like, you know, you go and to a swimming pool and you dive and you don't know how to swim. But it was a good period. Let's say after 40, you start sometime as a woman.
Right.
To look for other challenges. And that's what happened to me.
Absolutely.
And my husband was very much encouraging me. And I came here. I must say, after so many years, I think it was, you know, it's like the sliding doors. I went the right door.
The thing is, Moritz saw something in you that you would be able to bring out something different, perhaps bring a new angle to what was called the film fair at that time.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that you did was to rename it the European Film Market. I was intrigued to know what your motivation was behind that.
Well, you see, when I came here, the big market, except of Cannes, but the big market that was really just after us, and of course it caused problems, was the American film market.
Yeah.
My thoughts were, okay, the American film market, they are 1 week after us, we can't change. The Americans are powerful.
Yes.
They are not going to mind what Berlin thinks. So I thought maybe it could be an answer. Let's give it, you know, that accent of the European film market, which in the beginning, I must tell you, caused a little, you know, confusion, because people thought, oh my God, that's only for a European film.
Right.
You know, that was the motivation, and the European film market is my creation, and I am very happy with it.
And so you should be. I mean, it's a phenomenal achievement to create such a collaborative, supportive experience for professionals in the industry.
I have to say, you know, you can't take the whole glory for yourself. First, I work with wonderful people.
Absolutely.
Much younger than I am, but that's good.
Then, it keeps you young, Becky.
Yeah, exactly. Then the second factor is the year 2000, we moved from the Cine Center, that was a small venue, to the Potsdamer Platz, no matter that people are still, some people are still very nostalgic
right.
about being in the West, of course, for the market, it was really a big jump ahead. That made things look bigger, different, and all that. Second lucky thing that happened, I always call it our Christmas gift from the Americans, it's, you know, that they changed the date. The markets were like this. It was February Berlin, 1 week after the American film market, and afterward Cannes, and end of October, MIFED in Milano. So MIFED in Milano disappeared thanks to the American. So when that fell apart, and the American film market went from February to November, it was like the door open for Berlin.
For our audience that are perhaps not connected to the film industry in any way,
right.
how would you sum up the European film market for them?
Well, a film market, for me, it's not different than any other market. It's people come, they put a stand up, they present what they are selling. They are selling films. And those films are, whether they are already finished films that they can screen, that's why we do have market screenings,
yeah.
or they have the so-called promo reels that give you an idea how a future film will look like.
Okay.
Voila.
Voila. I like
yeah.
that. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about what the industry delegates, the professionals can expect from this year's EFM.
Every year I'm gambling because you never know what you are going to get out. Look, what do we do actually? We give an infrastructure. We try to organize. We try that, let's say, the screenings, they start on time. We try that when people arrive here, they have their accreditation and the paper and the catalog. What happens afterward? It's in the hands of the people. What do they bring to the market? It's like when you go to, let's say, a market of food. You bring beautiful apples. Your apples will be sold at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But if you don't bring beautiful apples, you must have some, you might have some rest at the end of the day. So we are in the situation. All depends what they bring. Now, what people expect, of course, as you said in the beginning, it's wonderful. It's the first festival and market of the year. I agree with you because we are all, in the beginning of the year, we are all full of hope. Saying
yes.
2014 absolutely is going to be better than 2013. I also hope it's going to be good. I must tell you something. One of our privileges here is that the weather is usually bad. So that keeps people inside. Okay. Whether you are in the screening rooms or you are having your meetings, even if you don't want, you bump into people nonstop. Already that creates that networking, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, maybe sometime you don't want to bump into certain people. That's another story. But the weather brings people here together. And Berlin is, in a way, a very easy place to navigate. You know, we
yeah.
are not all over town. We have two locations. The cinemas are closed. So it's like Locarno used to have that little saying, it's the festival of short steps.
Right. I mean, in terms of the changes that you must have seen, obviously there have been huge changes in the film industry in
right.
general over the years with
yeah.
the move to digital, for example.
Right.
What impact has that had on the European film market in its organization or events? I'm imagining that you're quite reactionary or setting the trend with various aspects of the industry.
Every market, we always try to keep up. I mean, you just have to keep up with all the changes.
Right.
You know, when the whole digitalization story started, we even made a group with Cannes and the American film market, and then Sundance and Toronto joined also,
right.
where we meet to discuss all the problems that we are facing with the digitalization, because it didn't function, there was no sound, there was no picture.
Right.
So we share those experiences. And on the other hand, just to give you an example, you know, this year, we are not finished yet, we will have just in the market 800 entries of films that are going to be shown in 1 week in the market.
Wow.
Of those 800 films, for the memory, I just said, I'm going to put it on a frame, this entry form, because one print in 35 millimeters. One.
Wow. That is a huge difference.
Voila. Exactly. When I started, we had only 35 and 16, and I'm sure that the new generations there don't even know what we are talking about.
That's true.
You see?
Which is sad, actually, but I guess that is the age that we live in currently because of the economic or the financial side, I should say.
Right, exactly. 135, can you imagine? And this 135, I was very curious. It comes from France. I will show it because there is still one or two cinemas that we have that kept their 35.
I've got everything crossed that things work.
Yeah, so and then we had that hype with 3D.
Yeah.
You know, we had, because we didn't have enough cinemas in the beginning here in Potsdamer Platz.
Yeah.
Now we only have 13 in 3D. Last year we had over 40.
We're talking about changes, and this is the first time that Berlinale Talents will be working closely with EFM. This is the markets hub. I've spoken to Matthias about this, who's the program manager for this. How do you think this will add to participants' experience?
Well, you know, I knew that the talent, Big Wish, would have been to be present in the market.
Yeah.
We always gave them tools to the participants and all that, but they wanted to have like a steady presence there. And out of the blue, I said to Matthias, yes, because my thinking was not exactly out of generosity. It was also thinking, because we, as the European film market, we should also set an accent that we are taking care of the coming generation.
That makes perfect sense, because with the Berlinale Talents, some of these filmmakers from the alumni are coming through to competition.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to nurture the talent that you have.
And that was the idea. We are in an industry that is moving and changing and all that. And, of course, those young people who are with the talent, they are the coming generation.
Of course, you know, from that market, there will be success stories and films that go on to do extremely well, like films like Before Midnight and The Broken Circle Breakdown, of which the latter has gone on to be nominated for an Oscar this year.
And also we had Separation, don't forget.
And Separation. And so it must really fill you with a lot of pride that you kind of helped, not you personally, but you and the team at the Berlinale have helped to facilitate those films that perhaps would never have got the opportunity to be shown.
Yeah, that's true. But as I say, it's a big teamwork. I was saying this morning to another journalist who was asking me, why do people have to go to a market? And I say, look, you want it to that people see that film you have done. So how do you get the people to see that film? You have to go somewhere where you can sell it to someone. It's a chain. It's a chain because you make a film, you produce it or you directed it, but then you give it to someone who will take care of that film to present it, so that this film, because I have never made a film in my life, but I can imagine the biggest aim of a film director or a producer is that when you make a film, that the film sees the light or the darkness, call it, of a movie theater.
Yeah.
As I said, every year is a gambling. One year can be extremely successful, and then one year it's not so successful. I mean, this is a part of the game.
Well, I thoroughly enjoy talking to you, Becky Probst, the director of European Film Market at the Berlinale. I really wish you all the best
with the
festival.
Amani. Thank you very, very much. It was very nice talking to you, Amani.
I've been talking to Becky Probst, the director of the European Film Market at the 64th Berlin International Film Festival. Don't forget you can catch all the news and the latest interviews coming direct from the festival from the 6th of February. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.